The following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. In the wake of another devastating loss, the Panthers use the holiday week to get their minds right in preparation for an appearance in the national spotlight. Record, these young men have grateful hearts. Happy Thanksgiving from our family to yours. This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network, and you've stepped into the huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera.
As the holiday weekend comes to a close, the Carolina Panthers finish up work on their Monday night game plan.
There you go. Good.
It's been another week of change, another week of fighting through the cloud of disappointment. But the message on the practice field is crystal clear. It is not about last week. It's not about next week. We play for now.
We know we're playing a great team at home under big lights, and what a challenge for us to have. Any competitor would want this type of challenge, being on Monday Night Football with a great opponent. And, we just need to come out and execute and just play our game.
Hello and welcome into our living room at Bank of America Stadium. Welcome into the Panthers Huddle. I'm Mick Mixon, and with me is the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera. Coach, no matter what the record, your team's got a chance to show a national audience Monday night that this is a competitive, fight-to-the-end football team. How have they responded on the practice field this week for you?
Well, Mick, it's been, I'd say, mixed a little bit. A little disappointed, obviously, coming into the week, but I really like what we did on Wednesday. I really think Thursday and Friday were two really good days for us. And, as we look forward to Monday night, I feel pretty confident about the way things have worked out for us this week.
Coach, as we take our first look now at the Philadelphia Eagles, what kind of a football team will be in the Panthers' crosshairs?
Well, they're an explosive team on the offensive side. They have a lot of personnel that can make big plays. They're not sure which of the two quarterbacks we'll see, but they're both dynamic. Michael Vick is as dynamic as ever, so we'll see. But I do like their vertical passing attack. It is something that gives a little bit of concern this week. So, we've got to be able to contain that. And then depending on which running backs we see, they have the ability to go yard on the first play. So we just got to be real smart about how we approach that. Defensively, they've got a lot of playmakers, guys that come off the end, rush the passer real well. And then they've got that mix of corners that are very, very good, very solid football players. So, we've got to be smart about what we want to do offensively.
Just take every game, one game at a time, and don't look behind us, don't look ahead of us. Just come out and prepare the same way we've been preparing. Focus on this week's challenge, and that's Philadelphia.
Don't let your mind start going east or west. Tunnel vision is what we need right now, and the only thing that at the end of the tunnel that we need to see is a win. So whatever focus you need to maintain to get that W, that's what he means by that.
That's just the first quarter of the huddle. When we return, Coach and Eugene break down the Cam to Brandon connection. And later, an opportunity to extend a hand of encouragement. The rookies don the aprons for lunch at the men's shelter. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you in part by Bank of America. Panthers checking, only from Bank of America.
Freeman has the shotgun snap, five-step drop, and he throws out of the backfield, intercepted, picked off, 30, 35, 40, across midfield, it's Munnerlyn, may score a touchdown to the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown!
Welcome back to the Panthers Huddle. Last week, Captain Munnerlyn provided a nice spark for us, but I want to talk about a play that's really been surfaced as well, the dreaded play action. Cam Newton to Brandon LaFell. And, Coach, before you do that, I want you to set up. They're going to have a hybrid of cover two, quarter, half. Tell me the areas where you're trying to go ahead and exploit this defense at.
Well, the biggest thing is it's a middle open defense. In other words, split safety, whether it's a cover two, cover six, or cover four. So we know one of the things that you want to do is you want to go ahead and you want to attack right through the middle of the defense, right here. And what we're going to do is, because of the great play action, what's going to happen is the linebackers are going to suck up. Once those linebackers suck up, that gives Brandon LaFell a clear path through the middle zone of the defense, which is exactly where Cam's going to hit him. So you're going to see that play develop, and you're going to see it because of the good play action you're going to get up here with the fake handoff to D'Angelo. Linebackers will step up into the box, and then what will happen is Brandon will get jammed, but once he gets released, there's no linebackers in the way to stop the play.
And what else are you going to get, Coach? You're going to get these guys on the outside doing that, which is going to pull these guys out of the area, which is good. So, Coach, I like this. I like the play. And I watched Brandon LaFell. He has to go ahead and avoid some trouble, too, because he's looking to get jammed, gets back up. Look at that area, right there in the middle.
Well, the big thing, like you said, Eugene, was he got jammed by the nickel, and the nickel's job here is to release that. Once that receiver gets to a certain point, he releases him and looks for the underneath. Well, because he released him and there was nobody to release him to, because both of the linebackers have been sucked up, the middle is open completely, and it's a nice strike by Cam as he hits Brandon, and Brandon gets into the end zone.
Beautiful play. And when we go to the end zone shot, you was talking about that play action, and if we stop it, look what the backers are doing. Look where these guys are at.
Well, the nice thing is, again, with the good hard play action, what happens is the line goes ahead and slides one direction, which takes the entire front that way. Then we counter the action by bringing Greg Olsen back to this side.
These guys are going this way, and we got this.
Exactly. And then we got Greg Olsen coming back to this side, and he and D'Angelo will secure this side of the protection, which allows Cam the opportunity to step up and deliver the ball.
And we know that football is a game of inches, because someone comes free and the ball is delivered.
Exactly. And what happened was, because, again, the linebackers were able to be sucked up, it gave Brandon the opportunity to get right in behind them.
Mick, is that dreaded play action. And we're going to see later, how did the Philadelphia Eagles defense the play action?
And, Eugene, wouldn't it be great if Cam and Brandon could continue making some of that play action magic on Monday night? They are just two of the young Panther players who are making a significant impact on this team. The entire Panthers rookie class, in fact, is doing its part. From Luke Kuechly, Josh Norman, to Frank Alexander, these guys are playing well, and really, they are not rookies anymore. Our grizzled veteran Mike Kraft lost his rookiness years ago, and he's got more in Huddle News.
In the spirit of the season, the Panthers can be thankful that a group of rookies have banded together and contributed to a steady improvement on the defensive side of the ball.
Oh, good defense by the Panthers. They rack him up at the 33.
At one time or another, Luke Kuechly, Josh Norman, and Frank Alexander have been asked to step into the fire and perform beyond their years. In college years, many of these young players would have already turned the calendar. But here in the pros, they're just in the midst of the third quarter. Fortunately, they've handled it well and played better, and that's a good sign for the future.
Yeah, so right at this time in the year, they're all coming up on their last game. So I was talking to the guys at BC. They got one more game this weekend, and then a division championship game got that, and you got a bowl game. So, you know, in our sense, we're pretty much in a college season, be almost done by now.
Kuechly has shown unusual maturity after replacing All-Pro John Beeson, who was lost to injury for the second season in a row. At this point, Kuechly is just four shy of the league lead in tackles with 97 stops. But more importantly, he has emerged as one of the leaders on this team.
We're still rookies in some senses. We got a lot to learn, but I think most of the original kind of, you know, build up to the NFL, we've kind of go, you know, kind of passed it. You know, we got a spot to live. You know, we got, you know, we kind of know our way of town. We know how the team works. But, you know, we're still rookies. It's still our first year. We still got a lot to learn.
Along with Norman and Alexander, Kuechly has had to deal with the heartbreak of losing by staying in the moment while building towards the future.
I feel like you got to have a sense of pride every time you step onto this defense. Because, you mean, you got guys like, you know, Charles Johnson. I mean, John Beeson, even though he's not playing, he's still a vital tool to us and inspiration just from the sideline. And then you got Thomas Davis. I mean, guys like that, man, you want to be active. You want to make a statement. You want to feel like you're doing something to contribute to the defense overall. And it's just, you know, they got us, they drafted us, and they drafted for a reason. And I feel like that's what we're here to do, and, you know, we're going to continue to do that.
You know, we pride ourselves in, you know, being able to step up in big games, you know, and just – you know, have the older guys, you know, look at us and be like, you know, that guy could play with us, you know, and that's, you know, you want to make a good impression on, you know, them as well as the coaches, you know, everybody in the stands, you know, that you know, you could play this game. You ain't just get drafted, you know, just to fill the spot.
These players aren't spending too much time dwelling on the past because their futures are as bright as can be.
There's a lot of things that you wish you could have done better. There's a couple plays in each game that, you know, you look back on anybody on the team wish they could have done better, wish they would have played that play in a different way or something to have a different outcome. But, you know, you got to pay attention to what's going on right now. You can look it back on the past and look where you need to improve on, but at the same time, you got to focus on what's going on right now.
This is Mike Kraft for the Panthers Hub.
Buy and sell worry-free with NFL Ticket Exchange at NFL.com. Powered by Ticketmaster. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera continues with the Bojangles Rewind.
Well, to remain relevant in a busy time of year, the Carolina Panthers need some answers. Who exactly are the Panthers? Were we wrong to expect more? Or is this a talented team still capable of getting hot? Freeman has the shotgun snap. Five-step drop. And he throws out of the backfield. Intercepted. Picked off. 30, 35, 40. Across midfield. It's Munderland. May score a touchdown. To the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Freeman drifts back to throw. In trouble. Tripped up. Sack. 29-yard line.
Bye. Hardy.
Stewart up the middle, and it is a touchdown. Carolina leads,
but it's intercepted. Nakamura trying to atone for himself, picks it off. Might have lost the football.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field stands.
Wow.
Oh, touchdown.
Newton sets up the throw. Laser over the middle. Call LaFell, 10-5, touchdown! Brandon LaFell. 80 yards, 7 plays, a couple of clutch third down conversions.
Oh, man. You do that shit every time, man.
Tampa Bay, 8 down, 80 yards away from the end zone. No timeouts. Throws over the middle. It's complete. 20 seconds to go. Freeman fades back. Freeman's going end zone. Knocked up. No, it is caught. And it's a touchdown.
You got to be kidding me on that
one. It's Jackson at the back of the end zone. He caught that rifle and stayed inbound. High drama from Bank of America Stadium. Here we go.
He has the snap. Fakes to Martin. And he's got an open receiver in the end zone. Complete Jackson. It was too easy.
There'll be a coin toss. Tampa Bay thinks they're going to win. They've won 3 in a row, 4 of the last 5. The Panthers hope they'll win.
And the Panthers reverse that trend.
Freeman glances left. Throws to the left side. Complete. Dallas Clark. End zone. Touchdown. Tampa Bay has won the football game. We'll make the final score 27-21. The Buccaneers come from 11 down with 6 minutes to play at Bank of America Stadium to force overtime, and the Panthers never get to touch the ball.
Now, back to Bank of America Stadium and head coach Ron Rivera.
We continue our football talk with Ron Rivera, the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Coach, a special teams change again this week. Kicker Justin Medlock out, the former Redskin, Graham Gano in. What led to your decision there?
Well, you know, Mick, as I've talked about this before, this is about production. And, you know, unfortunately, Justin missed a couple of big kicks that could have helped us. And not the reason why we lost, but when you got opportunities to perform, you have to do it. And, you know, we took a look at a couple of kickers. We brought Graham in and really liked what we saw. We liked some of the tape that we'd seen on him in the past when he was with the Redskins. So we felt this is a young man that we wanted to take a good look at. And so we made the decision and brought him in, and we'll see how things go.
All teams deal with health injury concerns this time of year especially. What about your club, Coach?
We feel pretty good about it. We should get everybody back ready to go with the exception of Antoine Applewhite, who's still hampered by the hamstring. But for the most part, we, you know, having the extra day, I think, really helped us in terms of our preparation for Philadelphia.
Coach Rivera, stats don't always tell the story, but Cam Newton's numbers looked pretty good against Tampa Bay. How do you feel about the way your young QB is coming along?
I think he's done a really good job. I think the last few weeks especially, you're starting to see the growth that we were hoping for. You know, the beginning of the year was tough on him. It really was, you know, with the shakeup we had with the offensive line. And, you know, I think we see that whenever we can protect him and give him time, he has the ability to make plays. And when it does break down, he uses his legs and makes some big things happen. You just wish, you know, we'd have a few more wins to show for it.
Are you seeing that Cam Newton to Greg Olsen hookup rounding into form? Because every quarterback needs somebody reliably to throw the ball to.
I really do. I think it's been a great hookup for us. But, you know, more so the things that I see exciting, too, is, you know, Steve Smith still does what he does in terms of making the big plays. But you see Brandon LaFell continuing to be very, very steady. So I'm excited about that combination of receiver and tight end that we have.
You're on the prowl with the Carolina Panthers and Pepsi. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas.
The Panthers rookie class took some time this holiday week to serve lunch to nearly 400 at the Men's Shelter of Charlotte. The guys had a great time as they prepared plates and served the men with a smile.
Come on, Luke. You got to catch up.
See, the thing is, they said I was giving too much of a portion. So, you know, I have a big heart, so I'm going to give a lot. So, you know what I'm saying? They want Luke to get back there because he's a little portion guy, so.
Threw me back here with these guys. He said I wasn't covering it over there.
Look at Josh. Josh wasn't holding his spot up.
Josh dropped the trail, really.
So Luke had to come fill the spot.
Having a lot of fun, man. Having a lot of fun, you know. But Luke and Amini, Frank, DJ, you guys are characters. But, you know, it's fun. You know, you get back every time, come out here and do this for these, you know, people. You know, need it the most, and that's great.
U.S. Foods provided all the food for the lunch, which was prepared and cooked by Delaware North. They're the Panthers' in-house stadium food and beverage company.
After an event like this, we will have people contact us and say, hey, I saw the Panthers were down there. I go to the games. Is there something I can do to help? But as importantly, though, it tells our guys that it's not the men's shelter that cares about them and that's serving them. It is the entire community.
The day was a blessing for all those involved, from those who served to those who were served.
We love those guys, man. When they come, man, they uplift the guys. You know, it's a spiritual thing with me as well as with the guys. We like to see them. You know, we don't never get to see anybody up close and personal like that. So by the guys seeing them and just talking to them and just hollering at them, that's great. You know, that's another morale boost for the guys.
Panthers Huddle continues with your host, Eugene Robinson.
Well, welcome back to the Panthers Huddle. For a player, Monday night is the ultimate. It is a lot of fun. However, for the Panthers, it's an opportunity to show the football world that they can play. Now, the opponent, the Philadelphia Eagles, they're in the same situation. At 3-7, the Eagles are struggling big time, and they're looking to make a statement as well. It's time to go into the enemy camp. Without Michael Vick at quarterback, the Eagles were absolutely throttled by the Redskins last Sunday, 31-6. Now, Vick is recovering from a concussion suffered 2 weeks ago against Dallas and will be a game-time decision. Head coach Andy Reid says if he's healthy, Vick will start. If not, it will be rookie quarterback Nick Foles. Now, Nick Foles is not as mobile as Michael Vick. Starting running back LeSean McCoy is also dealing with a concussion he suffered against the Skins. And he is doubtful for the game. The Eagles' defense is very similar to the Panthers, ranked in the middle of the pack on run and pass defense. Now, this unit is led up front by rookie defensive tackle Fletcher Cox. He had 8 tackles and a sack last week. The back end is controlled by an excellent corner, Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. But watch out for Nate Allen. He's a very good safety, but he can be fooled on play action.
Start breaking down the Eagles and the Panthers. You see two football teams that have struggled, Coach, to get some wins, but both very, very capable of stringing wins together. How about from a personality and a character standpoint? Are there similarities between the Eagles and your Panthers?
I think there are, Mick. But, you know, you talk about what we've done statistically as far as our defense is concerned. You know, you take a look at it. We've played 8 top 11 teams offensively this year, and we've played 8 of those teams. We've held them at or below their scoring average. So we've done some good things defensively.
And, Coach, I want to go back to the play action that we alluded to earlier in the show about how, in fact, is the Philadelphia Eagles going to defense the play action. This is a patented play, a bus route. You're going to have a guy running all the way across here and a guy doing down the field, way down the field. That's what you're going to go ahead and get as we look at the play. But it all starts up front from the play action, Coach.
Again, as you say, Eugene, when you talk about play action, the whole idea really is to throw everybody off, whether it's the safeties or the linebackers or even the pass rush and slow it down a little bit. The Eagles have a terrific pass rush, but with all this misdirection, it's going to slow down the front four, get them running in different directions. Then what's going to happen is you're going to see the linebackers and the safety get sucked up. Now what's going to happen is you're going to have two corners, okay, that are going to have to defend the vertical ball. The next thing you have is you have a safety that's going to be here that's going to come and try and defend the deep curl. And what's going to happen is somebody's not going to be on the right page. So when you see the deep curl, you're going to lose your safety here. But this corner does not continue to climb, leaving this corner on an island by himself.
Wow, so what you're talking about, this guy right here is going to be running this way in his face, and this guy is going to be sneaking behind that guy right there. Love it. And this is a play action. Back is sucked up. Look at that space that you create right there. That's what we're talking about. He thinks, Nate Allen thinks, that they're going to that middle guy.
Well, what happens too, and it's a nice job selling by the wide receiver, because what happens is as he hits his spot, he comes back to the ball. With vision on the quarterback, what it does is his vision's here looking at the quarterback. Well, he's going to continue and he's going to drive down into the play. What's going to happen here, though, his vision is going to tell him to play this route.
Mm-hmm.
And because he plays this route and he's sucked down, there is nobody to defend that.
And we talked about tone and tilt of the quarterback, his shoulders tilt, going deep down the football field, play action, the dreaded play action, very tough to defend, and it will kill you every time. And I like the fact that we run play action.
Eugene could have gotten over there, but most safeties are just mere mortals. Coach Rivera, as we look a little more closely at Philadelphia, Sean McDermott used to work for Philadelphia, of course. Does that give you any advantage from a counterintelligence standpoint?
It does to a degree. I think the one thing that Sean's been very good with this week has been the personnel, been able to tell our offensive, defensive, and special teams players for that fact what they are all about in terms of their personnel. So that was really good. And then, again, Sean has a pretty good feel for Andy Reid. You know, he and I had been around Andy for a number of years, but Sean was with Andy for about 11 seasons. So he's got a good feel what potential we could see as far as the Eagles offense.
It's going to be exciting. We'll be on a national stage, the Carolina Panthers, the Philadelphia Eagles, Monday night's kickoff scheduled for a few minutes after 8:30. ESPN's got the pictures. But you join us on the radio side. Jim, Eugene, and I will have our call of the game on your local Carolina Panthers radio network station. All right, Coach, you've said a number of times this week, play for now. Do you think your football team's ready to do that Monday night?
Well, I'd like to believe so. You know, we had a hard lesson in terms of what we needed to do last week. Didn't get it done. But I think hopefully we've learned, we've grown, and, hey, we're ready to get it done.
Great show, fellas. It's been a blast. For Eugene Robinson, for Coach Rivera, for our entire Huddle team, I'm Mick Mixon. Thanks for being with us. Enjoy what's left of the holiday weekend. Happy Thanksgiving, of course, and we'll see you next week right here inside the Panthers Huddle.
You've been watching the Panthers Huddle, a copyrighted presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the NFL.